Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Coffin to Deep. I am your host, Jeremy Lopez, and today I want to talk to you about something that literally was not in my spirit before this broadcast. I was actually getting my notes ready to do the broadcast on a different subject, and all of a sudden, like literally in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, God just shifted me, and I felt this anointing come upon me, and God shifted me to say, there is an open door right now in this season. What's amazing to me is this. I've heard Doug Addison prophesy, one of my dearest, closest friends in my life. I've heard Doug Addison prophesy recently about God shifting and reversing some of the curses of the negative prophetic things spoken over, you know, over the body of Christ and over people. And I've heard different prophets, people come forth. Lance Wallner is another one who's really just sort of, you know, plowed the ground to believe God that things are changing and things are happening in the positive. And I'm going to tell you something. I believe the same thing. God just shook me before this broadcast and said, let the people know they need to shift this hour, shift this moment into what I'm saying to them. And one of the things I've recognized in my life is when God speaks a prophetic word to you, listen to me, folks. You need to learn to evaluate prophetic words. One of the main things people do not do is they don't know how to properly discern a prophetic word. How do you discern the voice of God when spoken to you through someone else, or even spoken to you on your, you know, in your own spirit, maybe in your own prayer closet, or maybe when you're driving down the road to work and all of a sudden God speaks to you? It's like, what do you do with that at that moment? And so I put a school together a while back called the School of the Prophetic Word. School of the Prophetic Word. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you is we deliberately right now, we put it on sale, very inexpensive, just for a certain time only, for the simple reason, because I've got hours upon hours upon hours of teaching modules in embedded in the school. Let me tell you why I'm saying this to you, because I believe the open door and open window this season is literally one that God is saying every season there's an open door in certain facets and certain areas of life, and those who find it begin to receive the benefits thereof. You begin to receive the benefits of what God is saying and doing through that open door and open window. And what I felt in my spirit is this is a season where a huge open door is opening for God to begin to say, for those who have an ear to hear, let him hear. You know, when I was putting the School of the Prophetic Word together, here's what's so fascinating that it will help you guys out as well. God spoke to me and showed me the story of Noah in the book of Genesis. As I began to read the story of Noah from the book of Genesis, I began to discover, God said, I gave Noah some blueprints on how to build the ark. And that means there was links and depths and widths concerning what kind of lumber to use, what it was and what to do to make the ark what I needed it to be, to where it was in a perfected state, so to say, according to the blueprint and the plans in which I gave Noah. And as he began to move into obedience as opposed to sacrifice by obeying God, guess what? His whole family was saved through a major flood where the entire earth flooded, and yet the only people on planet Earth, not just a country, not just a city, but on planet Earth that was saved was Noah and his family. Now, we all know his sons and his children were not the best, you know, we'll use the word Christian. They were not the best godly Christian people we knew. But it wasn't the fact they were evil or bad. It was just the fact that God looked down and smiled upon Noah, and his heart felt bad to have to do this to the earth, but there was no one really that was righteous enough that he could find that really pleased him. And yet Noah, guess what? Noah found favor in the sight of God, and God began to show me the blueprints of what he gave Noah. These are a window of opportunity this season where the blueprints are beginning to be shown upon the earth today as a reflection of what it is God wants for each one of us in our lives. Isn't that powerful? And I really felt this open door in this season right now is one that we do not need to take lightly, but move on into. You know, we live in a day where a lot of fear is rampant. A lot of fear with ISIS, a lot of fear with terrorists, a lot of fear. Even just 2 days ago, I read an article where, you know, the terror with ISIS began to say that they will make their way to the White House and behead, you know, President Obama in the White House. And I thought to myself, how on earth are they going to make it to the White House? But folks, let me tell you something. We live in a day where the enemy is trying to project fear in the hearts of mankind. But guess what? Praise God, we live in a season where we don't go by the elements of this world. We don't have have to walk around with fear on our back or fear in our mouth or fear in our brain because of what these people say. It doesn't matter, because the terror by night and the arrows that flieth by day cannot affect us, according to Psalm 91. Because our God reigns. Our God will cause us to find favor between God and man. Which means whatever happens in the future, folks, guess what? We will arise as a people that will not be harmed, not be tarnished, that will not be tainted by the enemy, but will go forward in the presence of God, untouched, unharmed, unburned. And that is a promise of God. And I'm here to tell you something. God began to really take a serious note right before this broadcast. And even my attitudes changed during this broadcast, because before the broadcast, I was just in this wonderful, happy mood, and I still am. But God gave me this serious note of saying, this is a season of divine victory. It's a season where my people will get what they want, where my people are getting what they need, where I want them. I'm going to put them on the chess, game board of life, and I'm going to put them where they need to be strategically, to where they will prosper, take off, explode, and have the authority they need to begin to cause things in their lives that are not of me to come down. And God said, when you position yourself where you need to be, that's when things begin to fall down flat. A king has no power in another man's territory. Listen to me now. A king can go, if we had kings today, let's say the king of France, for example, could not go to the king of Canada, if we had kings today, go with me here for a moment, and have jurisdiction and power in that jurisdiction, because guess what? He's in the wrong atmosphere. He's not in his sphere of influence. But when he gets back to France, when he gets back to the place in which he is called to rule and reign in and over, guess what? He can speak an authoritative word and it shall be decreed and established. But he cannot go on someone else's territory, which means many of you this season, many of you with lost jobs, with trying to find who you are, where you are, what needs to be done, what needs to happen, many of you right now are finding yourself as if you're powerless. And even though you have authority no matter where you go on planet Earth, and that authority will cause things to begin to crumble, but you're going to have to remember right now, you're also in a season where you need to reposition yourself. Get where it is God wants you to be. Why? For the fulfillment of the joy that's in your heart, to begin to finally begin to flourish, for the power of God to work in you, to where you have a peace that surpasses your natural understanding, where you know that you are in the zone, you're in the game of life of where you need to be, and therefore, guess what? When you get where you need to be, you will find more power than you've ever known before. It's a known fact, folks. Your joy comes when you are at the peak of your life, where things are finally going great, and you know I'm in my zone. And I want to tell you something. This season, get into zone. Get in the zone in which you're called to be in. Walk in that position of repositioning yourself to get where you need to be. And God showed me you need to, first and foremost, over everything and anything, know the voice of the Good Shepherd. Even though the Bible says we know the voice of the Good Shepherd, does not mean we always know how to translate and interpret the times and the seasons like the sons of Issachar knew. You know, just because you're getting prophetic words doesn't mean you're saying, well, God promised me this and it hasn't happened. It doesn't mean that. It just means you're not having an ear to hear to know what is being said behind the words that were said to you. That's the problem with us. We cannot listen to God's prophetic word with a natural ear. It does not work that way, folks. It's having an ear to hear and an eye to see, because God's ways are truly higher than our ways. His thoughts, his voice processes through his mouth differently than it processes through our ear. And you have to begin to listen to me today and understand that. And while the window in the heavens are open and the door of opportunity is there right now, you're going to have to move out of fear and move into faith. And remember this season, what is it that God's truly saying that you're not listening to in that prophetic word? Because I'm going to tell you something, it'll jettison you, it'll push you, it'll put you where you need to be in your life. I want to encourage you right now, go to my website. Listen to me for a moment. If you truly believe God's prophets, I want you to prosper. Because this is not a scam. It's not some type of, you know, hey, you know, believe me and something will happen. It's about telling you what God has put in my spirit. And I'm using that scripture not in a manipulative way, because I don't like when people do that. I'm telling you, believe God's prophets, because it is the word of God. It's a reality. And I know what God has spoken this to me. And many of you right now need to know what God is speaking to you through your prophetic words. If you're having prophetic words that you have not seen come to pass, then you don't have an ear to hear what was being said, what was truly being said in that word. Go right now to the website, identitynetwork.net. When you do, here's what I want you to do. Go there. Take the challenge with me this season. Take the challenge to know and to learn what God is saying in the earth to you as an individual, much less the body of Christ. And also, also to the world. And when you go to identitynetwork.net, I want you to go and download, get today, process it today. It's called School of the Prophetic Word. School of the Prophetic Word. It's one of the newest courses I've put out recently, but it's extremely powerful. It's the blueprints I believe God told me with Noah's Ark. That's how God told me. God said, you're going to have blueprints, son, to know what the prophetic word is. Just like Noah had to know what I was saying to build the ark, my people need to know what I'm saying behind what is being said. Did you just get that? And so go today. I encourage you today to order actually the digital download course because it's on sale. It's inexpensive. It's really inexpensive actually. It's called School of the Prophetic Word, and you'll get hours upon hours upon hours of teaching modules. And you hear things you'll hear. You'll hear the nucleus of the prophetic word. You'll hear the vibration. This is one of my favorite ones. You'll hear what the vibration of the prophetic word is. You will hear things of what is being said behind the words you're hearing. You will know how to have an ear to hear. I'm teach you what God is saying in His Word, in His prophetic word. And you'll also receive, besides all the teaching modules, you'll also receive my PDF, which is an ebook format of one of my books as well, dealing with the prophetic word and how to birth it forth and how to make it come to pass. I want to encourage each one of you right now, by the power of God as a prophet, go to identitynetwork.net, download, order today the School of the Prophetic Word as a digital download if you need to. You can order the hard copies if you need to, but while the windows of heaven are open, I would rush into it. I'm serious when I say this to you. Of what Doug Addison and so many other people are prophesying, we need to walk through this door, folks. This is our season to be mature folks, walk through the door and find out what it is that's on the other side. And the only way to do that is to understand what God is saying through translation, interpretation, through His Word, through His Rhema Word to us as individual people and the body of Christ. So you can do that, or you can go to get your phone and call us at the office and order it. The number at the office is 205-362-7133. It's 205-362-7133. Say, look, I just heard Jeremy's broadcast, dealing with, being in the zone and dealing with learning to hear what God is saying. I want to order the School of the Prophetic Word on digital download course. How do I do that? And they'll process it for you right then and there, send you a link within seconds, literally within seconds, and you'll get it, and you'll start downloading it to your computer and start listening today of all the teaching modules that will take you hours and days to listen to, that will set you free to know. Therefore, when God prophesies to you, you'll say, I got it. I know what's being said. And you can rush into it with a more of an energetic level of a time frame that no longer will be longevity-wise, but it'll be a quick thing. And all of a sudden, you'll find your prophetic words happening quicker than you've ever imagined or thought possible. Go right now to do this today, identitynetwork.net, or give us a call. God bless each one of you. And remember, the door's open, folks. We've got to walk through it now, in Jesus' name.